Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Yeah. What's happening, friends? Thank you very much. You know, on the show today, we talked about this mom who tried to name her kid Cora, K-O-R-A. The hospital screwed up, and her kid was accidentally named Corn, K-O-R-N. Hilarious. Got a call on, and let's talk about that. Brooke in Florida is on. Let's take her. Hey, Brooke. Thank you for calling the show. Brooke, you're on the post show. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I was just calling about the birth certificate, about what happened to that one lady. Yeah. Well, it actually happened to me and my son. I wanted to name my son Blake Sergeant, but they actually put Blanket Jackson.
What? Blanket Jackson?
Wait a minute. Hold
like
on,
Michael
hold on.
Jackson's kid?
Hold on. You wanted to name your kid Blake Sargent, and somehow that ended up Blanket Jackson?
Yeah, because my maiden name was Jackson, and my husband was Sargent. And I guess they decided to put my maiden name as my son's last name, and I wanted to name my son Blake, but they said they put Blanket Jackson. And it actually cost me $500 in 2 years for me to fix it.
Oh, wow.
Did people think that maybe your baby was named after Michael Jackson's kid?
So a lot of people, and when I filed for a birth certificate and a Social Security card name refix, they said I had to prove that my husband was the father and not Michael Jackson.
Oh, my goodness.
Is this a joke?
He's dead. How am I supposed to fix this, because my son was born right after he passed away, and I was like, how am I supposed to do it? So, yeah, me and my husband and my son, we all had to get our blood tested to prove that my husband was my son's father. Yeah, it took me 2 years and $500, and when the judge saw while I was in court, he was laughing at me.
Oh, man.
I think he was laughing at the situation. It's
like,
ridiculous.
Like we just did.
Yes. You had to give blood because of Michael Jackson at the end of it, at the end of the day. To prove that he wasn't Michael Jackson's kid. That's wild.
Yeah. It's funny because my son, he's 8 now, and the other day he saw a birth certificate for Blanket Jackson. He goes, Mommy, what is that? And I was like, oh, that's your name that the state was trying to give to you.
But his name now is Blake, right?
Yes, it's Blake. But every now and then he said, no, my real name is Blanket. And I was like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Well, that's unfortunate. A little funny now. Are you able to laugh at it now?
I laugh at it now, but I'm like, I never gave birth back at that hospital. I told my husband, I don't care. I will never go back to that hospital because I'm afraid that they'll do the same thing to like my other kids.
Yeah, Tito.
So,
Tito. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Janet.
So. Well, Brooke, now, we appreciate your
story. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah, we appreciate your story. That's fascinating. They can mess up that bad. To a Blake Sargent, to a Blanket Jackson.
Well, what's crazy to me is that it's the financial responsibility to fix it falls on the
That's
parents when it's not their fault.
The only thing I would say is what I try to think from the hospital side. What if a parent wants to change a kid's name later?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
how do you prove this? Unless you can prove somebody messed up, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. But if you're the hospital, you're like, okay, it's like bringing in a 3/4 of the weight eaten cookie. Be like, I want a refund for this cookie.
Yeah, it's hard to do that.
It's hard to do that. But I agree with you, and I agree with her, too. Brooke, thank you for the call. Hope you have an awesome day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. I still feel like Brooke didn't think it was that funny.
No, she's still not over it.
No, she had to spend $500 and go get, like, prove that her child was hers.
I still feel like she wasn't feeling as much as we were. But she obviously called in because she thought it was entertaining.
Right.
Blanket Jackson? Wild, man.
Mm.
Even the original Blanket Jackson. Wild, man. let me tell you about a couple things. First of all, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Today is the listen. Wait, today is the day to listen. If you're on the fence about watching a couple of new movies, he reviews the movie Stowaway on Netflix with Anna Kendrick and the new Mortal Kombat movie that I almost watched.
Oh, you did?
And so I was going to watch Kong or Godzilla or Mortal Kombat, and I felt like Caitlin would like Kong or Godzilla a little more.
Yeah.
And I think I was right.
Yeah.
You can talk.
Oh, yeah. I would agree.
You're allowed.
I think we're still going.
Well, I like Mortal Kombat.
Did you like the first one or the video game?
I liked the video game, but I was 13.
Oh, then you probably won't like this one. It's a lot more hardcore and bloody.
It is? But yeah. Is there like a fun plot?
No, not really. Just people fighting.
But are they fighting for something like America?
A little bit.
Yeah.
For family legacy.
The thing about HBO Max is if you like movies, it's worth a subscription fee.
Yeah. They have a lot of great movies on there.
And new movies. Kong Godzilla's in theaters and was on my Apple TV yesterday.
Oh, nice.
They had the Batman, Superman.
The Justice League, yeah.
Is that new?
They have the Snyder Cut, which is like a longer version of the original one. So that's on there.
Is it any good?
I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
You know what else is on there? I almost watched last night. It was the Tina Turner documentary.
Oh.
And then I thought, surely Lunchbox has seen this. He's our biggest fan.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Maybe he doesn't have the app or whatever.
No, I have the app. I've just been busy, man. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I try to...
I'm shocked.
Yeah, busy, man.
I mean, and I have. I've been super busy. You know, two kids, you sit down at 8:30 on the couch, you're like, man, I'm exhausted. You watch about 30 minutes of TV and you go to bed. And hey, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it in chunks. I watch it in one sit down.
Lunchbox, did you watch the UFC fights on Saturday?
No, I didn't.
Oh, did you watch the game last night, the baseball game?
No, I didn't.
Lies. Lies. He watches every sports game.
Have you watched the challenge lately?
Yeah, I did watch the challenge. The season finale. Hey, season finale last week. Oh, my God. I mean, can I do spoiler alert? I mean,
no,
spoiler
no,
alert.
No spoil. No spoil. No spoil.
Boy, let me tell you, one guy looks like a chump.
No spoil. No spoil. Let's see here. A Michigan flag football coach sucker punches a dad on the sideline for looking at him wrong. So, did you see this story?
Yes, I did. Kind of crazy. Like, I don't understand that type of behavior.
A brawl broke out at a Niles, Michigan Youth League flag football game after a coach cold-cocked a dad for looking at him wrong. Here's audio from the moment it happened.
I mean, did you hear that pop?
I hate that.
I didn't hear the pop.
Oh, listen.
Okay.
Did you hear that? And then
it sounded like someone hit the microphone.
Oh.
Yeah, I think, because you don't go before.
I thought she saw him going after. I mean, maybe not. I don't know.
You gasp after.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah. How old were the kids?
Youth. I don't know their exact age, but it was youth game.
I can't wait to be that mad about my kids' games.
You're never going to be that mad.
I saw Jimmy Allen's kid scoring touchdowns in a flag football game.
Oh, yeah?
He's 7 years old. They handed him that ball. It was like a double reverse.
What, did you put that on Instagram or something?
Gone. Yeah.
Really?
Kids playing flag football. It's 7-year-old.
This is off-season flag football, too. So that's intense.
Yeah. It's like, handed the ball, gone.
Wow, I got to look at that.
Wait, speaking of movie, Mike. Sorry, I got off the subject here. You talk about the Oscars?
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of it.
I watched all of it.
I heard it was different.
Yeah, they were all spaced out. Not a whole lot of interaction with people. Basically just award after award.
Did you like it?
I liked it because I've seen all those movies, and it was cool to see the ones I liked win. But I think if I was just tuning into it, I would have thought it was really boring.
The winner for Best Picture was Nomadland.
Yeah, it's good. I told you it was.
I think we'll watch that next.
Yeah, it's good. You'll like it.
Because we watched The Trial of Chicago 7, which was nominated, didn't win. We watched Judah and the Black Messiah.
Is that good, too?
Yeah. The Sound of Metal, well, I like that. Isn't it about hard rock, guys?
Well, it's about a guy in a metal band, and he loses his hearing, but that's basically like the start of the movie. So I don't think you'll be that into that one.
Hmm. Well, it was nominated for picture.
You know what I saw when I watched the Oscars? A lot of men wearing nail polish.
They were.
Lots of men wearing nail polish.
Okay.
So where's your nail polish today?
No, I got rid of mine.
He cut
okay.
it.
Yeah, I'm done with mine.
Have you watched Nomadland?
I did. I watched Nomadland. And I love the movie. It's got a sad kind of feel to it, overall sad. But there are just some parts in the movie where I feel like you don't have to show that.
Don't spoil
it. This isn't a spoiler. It's just like you see it happen and you're like, you can do a movie without showing someone do something that we all do in life, but it's disgusting to watch. And I just don't know why people want to just, directors are just like, we need this in the movie.
It's just to evoke emotion of any kind.
It doesn't.
Sometimes I just like to feel.
You can imagine someone doing it. Like you're stuck in a little trailer for your whole life. You're going to figure out you have to do that sometimes.
Well, they're depicting what that kind of lifestyle is, so I think it's important that you show. Makes you feel uncomfortable.
Every single time I was like, oh, why? I could just have seen in 2 seconds of it.
Best actor, Anthony Hopkins, won for The Father. A lot of people were upset Chadwick Boseman didn't win. Here's what I'd like to say about that. I'm glad he didn't win. Not because I don't know if he was better. If Anthony Hopkins was the best, he should have won. I don't like shows ending and they winning just because it was their final season. Mm. And I don't think people, just because they die, should win either. Because all these other people, maybe they had a better performance, they should win if the performance was better. I don't think there should be a winner just based on someone dying. I love Chadwick Boseman. I was sadder than I thought I would be when he died. I don't know him, but I was like, ugh. But I saw everybody getting mad that he wasn't given the award. I don't think you should give an award for something just because somebody died. Now, if you thought he was the actual winner, I think I'd be irritated. Mm-hmm. Did you think he was a winner?
No, Anthony Hopkins was a much better performance, and I love Chadwick Boseman, too.
So why was everybody upset?
Well, the thing was they switched away the way they do the awards, and they gave Best Picture before they announced it, so it kind of was like they were going to set it up for Chadwick Boseman to win and end on that, but instead it was just Anthony Hopkins won.
And that got us on our toes, though, for every year.
Hollywood.
But was everyone upset that he didn't? Because all I saw were headlines. People were upset Chadwick Boseman didn't win.
Yeah, they wanted him to win.
I wanted him to win if he really won. That would have been a great way out. For his final, but if he didn't win, I can't see people being upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think you should have an advantage if S Creek goes off the air. I don't think it should automatically win the Emmy the year that that show is over. Because other shows may have been better in the final year. They shouldn't get some award for it just being over, even if they had a great run. Usually the last season isn't the best season. There's a reason that they're kind of tired of creating
it's ending.
Yeah. Heck, when The Office ended, it is pretty tired. So, love Chadwick Boseman. Didn't watch the show. So, I'm kind of talking out of my butt here. But I just don't like when they give shows awards on their final season when other shows were better. And if people say Anthony Hopkins was better, then I think he deserved to win. That's not controversial.
Mm.
Is it?
No, I agree.
I don't think so. I was watching everybody get mad. I would have liked to have seen him win, too, based on if his acting was the best. But I saw none of them, so I have no idea.
I didn't make it that far on the show. I did.
Oh, and you didn't even see the end of the show.
I made it to Best Supporting Actor, and I'm like, I'm out. This is boring, boring TV.
Best Supporting Actor, though, I did see was the guy from Judas and the Black Messiah.
That dude's so cool.
He was so good in that.
Daniel Kaluuya?
That's his name. Yeah. I don't know anybody's name.
It's a great speech, too.
It was good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
He was so good in that movie. And I saw him up for Best Supporting Actor, and I was like, he's the main actor. But then I had to think about it, the cop. They went undercover.
Well, he was also in Best Supporting Actor. They were both. Yeah.
Who was the best actor then?
No, they were both nominated, but Daniel won.
But no, who was the lead? The lead actor.
The lead then?
They didn't have one. It's split between them two.
Mm, interesting. Hey, that Judas and the Black Messiah is that's some stuff there.
Yeah,
yeah.
It seemed like a lot of the movies that were up for awards had there was all serious stuff because almost every award that they got, the speeches were just like some kind of political statement of like, all right, this is what we need to do. That we need change and
well,
starts
Hollywood's
here.
A little too political for me.
Yes.
They're all coming from the same place.
But it felt like every movie was that.
Yeah.
There was a message behind every movie.
What's The Father about?
It's about Anthony Hopkins' character. He's like 80 years old, and he's starting to lose his memory. And there is his daughter trying to get him to go live in an assisted facility home. And then he's like, nope, don't want to leave my apartment. But the entire time, you're kind of experiencing it as him, like how he deals with memory loss. And it's kind of like a mystery because you're trying to put together like, what is reality and what he's just kind of making up in his head.
Dang, that sounds cool.
Totally, like my life every day.
It'll make you sad.
It will.
Yeah, and he's really great in it.
And you think he was better than Chad?
Oh,
Bogan.
Yeah. You will watch it and you'll be like, yeah, he deserves it. And he's 83.
Wow.
Dang. Okay. Best actress went to Frances McDormand for Nomadland.
Easy.
Yeah, she's
was it?
Yeah.
Were they both pretty easy by you watching both categories?
Yeah, that one was super easy. You can't put anybody against her.
You didn't. You're not going to read best animation film.
I didn't. It's not on my list. Mike gave me.
Mm-hmm. Take a guess.
Soul.
That's right.
Yeah, it was great.
The best movie ever.
I don't know about ever. I liked. Remember Me.
Coco. Yeah. See, I love Coco too, but man, Soul to me is just like that's such a good movie.
Soul was really good.
That I'm glad it won. And yes, I think it's the best Disney movie.
I saw a story too about the teacher it was based on. Did you read that story?
No.
Music teacher.
It's a real teacher.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
How the inspiration was from him. Yeah, Soul's really good. Kaitlin and I watched that. It was good. All right. Let me mention this. Tomorrow night on Twitch, On Time with Bobby Bones, my show I do once a month from my house. The guests are Jordan Davis. He's going to perform. Here's a clip of Singles You Up. Nico Moon. He's going to perform. He's just trying to catch a good time.
Come on.
Also, my first guest every week is Caitlin. She comes in for a few minutes.
She's like, check up.
She was like, you have to? I was like, just come on. Do it for me. I made a deal with her this morning to get her to do it. So she's going to stop by. And then the other half of the Raging Idiots, Eddie.
Yeah, hey, that's me. No, you can't say
that. That's actually John Party. But
yeah, right, right.
This is our song. Can't say that in a country song.
I'm singing a backup on that.
Yeah. In a country. So you're no longer doing nail polish?
Nah, done. And it's, I don't know. I don't get it. Like everyone loved to like make fun of it or say like, oh, it's disgusting, it's gross. But then as soon as I took it off, I went back to my kid's baseball game over the weekend, and they're like, what happened to the nail polish? I'm like, I thought everyone hated the nail polish. They're like, well, we're just saying it wasn't you, but we're kind of getting used to it. I mean, I was kind of getting used to
it. Let me give you a comparison here. If you had dyed a blonde streak in your head right down the middle like a skunk.
Nice.
And people were like, oh, Eddie, I like what you do with your hair. They have to address it because it's so weird.
Yeah, but they don't have to say, I like it.
Yeah, you have to. You don't just address something by going, I see that. You don't address something by going, look at that, I see that streak in your hair, and just leaving it. So, you have to acknowledge it and be like, oh, man, that looks cool.
So you're saying that they didn't really like it. Right. They were just acknowledging it. Okay.
It was so loud, people had to acknowledge it.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say no matter what, nail polish or no nail polish, like they're not really affected by it at all. So okay. It really doesn't matter.
Okay. I just thought that maybe they felt cool having a cool dad there, you know, like.
I don't think they've thought about it outside of seeing you.
I don't. And also, I think you're a cool dad for other reasons than your fashion. I think you're a cool dad because you're a good dad and you're happy and you're funny.
Well, that's a good dad.
No, but you're also cool. Like, that's cool.
I'll tell you, my wife was super happy that I got rid of those nails, though. She was the first one. Like, Saturday morning, she's like, here's the nail polish remover. Get that stuff off.
Yeah, I see that. I'm glad to.
She's like, please.
Yeah, I see that. We were talking about, I was thinking about while we were talking. Kayla and I were talking about you this weekend.
Mm-hmm. She liked my nails.
We were talking about your nails. We don't
give a crap
about your nails.
She said that's a vibe, and she supported it.
We were talking about the groomsmen in the wedding
mm-hmm.
and my different relationships with all of them. And we were talking about you, and that's how it came up. It was like, you're extremely witty, funny, and you're also friendly, and it's a good mix.
Mm.
And yeah, that's what it was. I'm sorry. But you know what? I'm a little offended. One of my groomsmen can't go to the bachelor party, and I'm very offended. Not my groomsmen. One of the people I invited.
Oh, no.
If it's a groomsman, I'd melt the whole place down. But it was one of one, and I was so offended when he said he couldn't come.
Did he give a good reason?
Not really.
You see, you need a good reason if you're not going to come to the bachelor party.
He had a reason, but the party,
The bachelor party's until July.
But what if it's something they can't move?
It was just kind of like, he was kind of like, I got some stuff. And I was like, I was offended. I was hurt. I'm going to get over it, but I was hurt. I was like, dang. Once I go for, I'll tell you who it is off the air.
Yes, I want to know.
I have one friend, they can only go for one day.
Okay, but that's fine.
And that's fine. But I feel like this is like a hot ticket.
It is a hot ticket.
And then, but still, I was just, even if we were doing it here at the house, I would be like, oh, man. So I was a little hurt. My heart was a little hurt.
All right.
I'll tell you who it is afterward.
Okay.
Let's see. What else do I have here? But also shouldn't be hurt. I should just let people live.
But you should also be okay to have your own feelings.
Oh, I'm so confused right? what I should do.
Yeah,
here.
It's okay to be disappointed, but I'm sure they have their reasoning.
Not really.
Like, I
think you just didn't want to hang out with a bunch of people.
What? No.
Probably. But it's also July. It's like, it's April right now. We got plenty
of time. He didn't want to hang out because of Corona?
No. I'll tell you. Okay. I'll tell you after. He's probably right. Let's see here. A newly signed Georgia bill would make daylight savings time permanent. Daylight saving time. I have this thing now where I put S's. That's how I know I'm getting older.
Nice. Like Walmart's?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what old people do,
dude. I
didn't
think that was an age thing. I thought it was a regional thing.
Probably both. But now we had to get some perfume or something from Nordstrom. But I call it Nordstrom's.
Yes. And my parents do.
Kayla's like, it's not Nordstrom's.
No S.
But a newly signed Georgia bill would make daylight saving time permanent, which would be A+, and I think other people would adopt. It's like in college football where a lot of these states now are going, all right, we're going to sign likeness rules into effect. Now federal can override that, but in college football, you're seeing a lot of states now go, if athletes want to make money on Instagram and sign deals on Instagram, they can have an agent, they can make money. For the first time ever, Arkansas just cleared it. Heck, the Alabama governor just signed in. Because you know Alabama football team's not going to let somebody jump on over them. And so the only thing that would take that away is if federal law went, nope, you cannot do that. And right now they haven't. But what I would like is to see this Georgia bill start to be pressed around all the states.
Yeah, it usually does. It's like kind of like when a state hears what other states are doing, they kind of follow along if it works.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill on Wednesday that would make daylight saving time all year. Perfect. I think they just lied about this 1 hour less to commit crimes because you can't argue against it. They're going to be like, nope, not true. Because I guess at 5 a.m., it's still dark, and people aren't robbing that early in the morning. They got to go to sleep.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah, but is that factual?
No, I think you can look at some data.
Okay.
But if it gets dark earlier, people can start robbing earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Just switch the time, morning or night.
Right, but my point is they have to wait a lot later to rob on the other side of it.
And
they may be tired.
Yeah, they're sleeping in their car. So I like that. Let's do that all around. Let me see. What else do I have here? Did your daughter end up getting her piercings in her ear?
We got a double piercing. So now she has 4 piercings total.
Was that her birthday present, one of them?
Yeah. She had the original 2, I guess her mom did for her in Haiti probably years and years ago. She doesn't even remember. And then she wanted to add like 4 more in addition to that and have 6. And I put my foot down. Wow. But I allowed the double piercing. I didn't have double piercing till I was 39. She's 14. She didn't really care about she didn't really care about that when I used that as a reason. But yeah, and they look so cute. I'm happy for her.
I saw them yesterday. I didn't know that was the deal. It didn't look weird or anything.
No, I think if she had added more, for me, she needs to be a little bit older. And I'm like, let's do baby steps. Let's just not go piercing everything.
14 seems pretty good though for 2 ear piercings.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
not
fine
like a nose
with
or a tongue.
Right, I'm what fine if she wanted with to get what we
her,
did.
Her nose,
no,
the bull. What's that called?
Yeah, like
Mike,
a bull. Yeah,
isn't it septum?
A septum. They're septum pierced.
No,
is that worse than the one right here on the side of the nostril?
The side of the nostril is nothing.
Really?
Yeah, just a little stud there.
Huh.
I just think that's fine and cool. Yeah. The septum is real commitment.
Yeah, I mean, that's
hardcore. Because
what are they? They pierce underneath the cartilage.
The cartilage, yeah.
The cartilage or underneath it?
I think underneath it.
In that right spot, here, right?
Yeah. It's painful to even think about. Yeah. And for me personally to look at. Like if somebody has it, that's okay. I get it. They can represent their
what?
Their nose fashion or whatever. But yeah, if Stashira wanted that, she would for sure have to wait till she was 18.
I saw Ray this weekend on Instagram story complaining about he can't keep up with his cameos because he has too many of them. So I said, hey, I'll stop promoting your cameos. Like, I think it's hilarious. I think Ray's funny on Cameo. I think he's ridiculous at times. And I was like, I'll stop promoting them. And he's like, no, dog, don't do that. I need that easy money. But if you're so bad, how do you just not take 30 minutes a day and just do them all every day?
We do. They were coming in at such a rampant pace, and it's tough. We got to corral the cat. A lot of the requests say Bay needs to be in them, so her makeup needs to be done. And then the cat as well. There's at times with the ones that we mess up on, we might pick the cat up about 40 times. By the end of it, he's fed up with it, and it says, next request, needs the cat. Well, the cat is furious and ran on the patio and just about jumped off the patio because he hates his life. So maybe we need to take Pablo out of him because he's been very difficult to work with. He hates the cameos.
I think you should raise your price to $35.
We can. We can do it right now.
Well, and if they want the cat, make it more.
I don't think you can do that.
No?
Mm-mm. Oh. I think it's $31 now. I don't think a $35 raise, it's like Netflix. When they hit you with that extra buck, you're like.
Yeah, but they do that every 2 years. I know, but dude's doing it every week.
I know, but you're like, I do like Netflix. I don't like that it's up, but a buck's not going to change my life.
The rest of you say,
yeah, like if somebody's spending $31 on a cameo, they'll probably spend $35.
How many did you do this weekend?
We've done over 100 in all this weekend. We easily did 30, and we're still behind 15.
What?
So you've done over 130 cameos.
Yeah, I mean, when those are done, absolutely. And it's like, I got to come up with new material. I can't keep saying the same
thing. You really
crap.
Don't.
Actually, it's different people.
Yeah. It's not like it's a broadcast.
You don't have to come up with new material.
You don't.
When I've started thinking.
It's not episodes.
And then don't they request what they want you to say?
They do. A lot of them will say, hey, ad lib, cuff it, do whatever you need. But with Baser, I mean, now I'm thinking it's summertime. Maybe we're in the bikinis and, right. You know, I'm in the bathing suit. Maybe we... Just to spice it up, you know, something seasonal. And then in the fall, we're wearing layers. I don't know. Just something, dude.
Yeah, change of scenery.
How many do you think you've done, Ray? Mm-hmm.
I have it right here. It's at right at 100, and then we have the, 15 to 20 left. Since the show's been going, I've had two more come in.
Okay, if it's just 100, this is easy math then. But, he's at $32 right now. Here, you raised it a dollar.
When did that happen?
Hey, Ray, okay, so... Yeah. How much does – Mikey may Google this because he's going to act like he doesn't know. How much does Cameo take from your money?
Easily half of it. So if we
get – No,
half.
That's not true.
It's 25%.
It's 25%. Oh, thank you, Mike.
I'm just telling you, there's a charge here that'll say the $32.99, I guess, is what it's at. We do not even see close to that.
Okay. And I was going to say record. He made over $3,000. They have charged him $750 back. So
definitely haven't made that much.
He's made over $2,000 so far on Cameo. And I root for you. Okay, here we go. Let me read this. For Cameo videos requested through Cameo.com, you'll receive 75% of the booking price. The remaining 25% in any service, transaction, or order processing fee goes to Cameo. For all Cameo products requested, blah, blah, blah. For products, what's that mean?
I don't know. It goes on.
Okay. Anyway, Ray, you're paying 25%. You've made over $2,000 on Cameo. Now, if you
Close.
Don't want to... If you don't want to do it anymore.
We do. It's just, honestly, I didn't know it was going to be this type of an undertaking. I mean, because it really is to the point where you've got to clear that schedule in your day. We're happy to do them, but I have the cat doesn't like doing them. Baser's got to have her makeup
okay,
done.
Okay, we heard this. Raise your price, $35
bucks. Baser get in fights during some of them.
Oh, nice. Let's talk about that. What happens? What do you fight about?
Well, because apparently, I only stop the video if she makes a mistake. But she's like, you make mistakes all the time, but you don't stop it. But then when I say one little thing wrong, she's like, you stop it. And so then it leads to a fight. And sometimes we're recording. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, did we just accidentally send that person us fighting? But then we have to redo the
That would be worth more, actually.
It's like an error card, baseball card.
Yeah.
But okay. I've gotten better at it. So now if we start the cameo, we're both vibing. We're feeling it. I don't stop it on her. She doesn't stop it on me unless we make a couple mistakes. And we always nail the name, but if I accidentally slur a word, then we start it over.
All right, Ray and Bay on Cameo. It'll be $35 today, but get in while you can get it for $32.
Yeah!
He secretly raised it a buck and didn't tell us.
Mm-hmm. We just got another request. Stephanie and Becca, it's coming.
Hey, Ray, I'll be up in the building with you tomorrow. I'll hop on one with you. Oh, Bay Perfect. Won't be there. Bay won't be there.
Also, we'd love Pablo in the video. Pablo hates doing it.
Take Pablo out of it.
I know.
What? Ray sent me a first world problem segment. Do you want to do that here, Ray?
Yeah, let's go.
Go ahead.
Okay, so first world problems. I go to Wendy's, and they serve breakfast. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. It's a new thing. They have a very good breakfast. Well, I'm there at 9 o'clock for breakfast. It's early in the day. I want my first meal of the day. This is, again, first world problems. At 9 a.m., I'm sitting in the drive-thru, and it's 1 minute went by. 2 minutes goes by. A lady comes over the intercom and says, "We're not open until 10:30. It is 9 a.m., and they serve breakfast, and they don't open until 10:30. Excuse me, but if you serve breakfast, at minimum, you should be open at 9 a.m.
Minimum.
I was completely blown away. I'm almost thinking about lunch when we start to creep towards 10:30 and 11. I was shocked, almost to the point that, was she lying to me and just didn't want to work? And I'm going to look it up online and see the hours because, good God, Wendy's, you've got to change that. If you serve breakfast, please be open when the sun comes up at the hour that I want breakfast. Thank you.
I bet you it's different Wendy's open at different times.
Yeah, I'm sure. But most breakfast places, like I think McDonald's, they quit serving breakfast at 10:30, 11.
By the way, Wendy's breakfast is fantastic. If they
it says they open at 6:30 a.m. across the board.
Maybe not where Ray goes. Huh. Or maybe he's right. Didn't want to work that day.
People do that.
They do what?
They lie to you and tell you the wrong hours. Like, there's a golf course I love to go play at, and one time I was like, I'm just going to squeeze in 9 holes at the end of the day. It was 3 o'clock. I was like, nope, sorry, we can't let you go at 3 o'clock. Well, why not? It doesn't get dark till 8. He's like, no, we close at 5. I'm like, you're making that up. And sure enough, you make it up. Like, because the next week after that, they're like, we close when the sun goes down. But people want to get out. They make up their hours, and the boss never knows.
Yeah, he didn't want to wait for you. Mm-hmm.
People do that.
You know, if you look out the window, because we're doing this from my house right now, if you look out the window, there's this Hyundai Palisade. It's so nice. It's not a commercial. You can send them this, me saying this. I'm kind of blown away at how nice this SUV is. I need to go take a picture in it for social too, right, Scuba?
Yes, please. Yes, send it to me and Morgan.
I'll do that.
I was going to ask you about that because I saw it out there.
It's fantastic.
It's a good looking vehicle too.
Inside of it, it's huge.
Oh, yeah, it looks big.
We can all get in there and go for it.
Well, let's go.
Can you imagine?
Where are we going?
Wendy's for breakfast.
Let me say this. And again, they're not paying me to say this right now. This Hyundai Palisade, if you're looking for an SUV, you have to at least look at this one. Because it is huge. It is super nice. Here's what, you hit the blinker. Let's say you hit it to go to the left. It puts up a little screen of a camera on the left side of your your visual part. So you can see the camera on that lane.
No way.
I need that.
It has the rear view, but it's a whole camera. And then if you do it to the right, it is on the right side of it.
That's cool.
It's crazy. And all the gears, they're just little buttons. Anyway, I only think about that because I was looking at it a second ago when I walked back over here. Fantastic. You guys should check that car out if you're looking to get an SUV. Let's see. What time is it? I'm doing GMA today at 11. My hit's what time? 11:40?
11:40.
Was that live? That's not live.
That's like breakfast at Wendy's. Yeah, it is live.
Oh, okay.
It's like breakfast at Wendy's at 10:30. Is it Good Morning America if I'm on at 11:40?
That's what I'm saying.
Isn't it like Happy Lunch?
Yeah, they have different parts, like, you know,
but
GMA
my point
part three.
Is it still morning?
Mm-mm. Would you say, Good Day America at that time?
I told you, Happy Lunch America.
Happy Lunch America.
HLA. They were like, I'm going on to promote American Idol. Because we have 2 more episodes in the finale. And so they were like, hey, you're doing GMA. And I was like, ooh, I don't know how I'm going to juggle that. Because in the past, I'll run out of the studio and do a segment and hopefully time it just right. And if I don't time it right, we'll just play another song. And then I'll run back in the studio. And they were like, we want you. Okay, cool. So it was going to be at 9 something, which was no problem. So then they were like, it's at 10. And now it's at 11:40. So I keep getting bumped, I think. And it keeps getting closer to lunch. Next is going to be 4 p.m.
Good night, America.
Yeah.
So Mike and I are doing that now. Let me see here. I don't have to. Kaylin is steaming my shirt right now for it. Go on till 11. That's what made me think about that. Let's see here. I have some more stuff here that I want to talk about. Here's something, and we'll end it on this. I meant to talk about this today. Eddie and I went to a birthday party this weekend. We talked about it on the show. And the topic sometimes comes up that I'm not doing enough in planning the wedding. Sometimes it comes up. By the way, I've had the conference with her today. I'm at whatever you want. I'm here for. I just don't volunteer.
Like, you're available.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you need me, I'm here.
And she's like, but I know you hate doing it. And I'm like, you know what, though? Sometimes we do things we don't like. What?
I don't know. Risky answer, but that's the truth. That's the truth. You're being honest, and
so
I like that.
So what's the problem, though?
Wasn't a problem.
But what happened at
I
the party?
I thought because Eddie's wife was there, some really close friends are there, and the wedding comes up a lot of times with really close friends. And in case she were to go make a joke about me not planning the wedding, I had pulled Eddie aside and said, hey, just say, well, let's just quiz Bobby on some wedding facts and see if he knows them in front of everybody. Like, he's calling me out. But we'd already planned the questions.
Yeah,
I'd already planted questions inside of him.
Questions, Amy, that we already, if I was going to ask, Bobby knew the answer, and he's going to come out looking really nice.
I only told him the questions to ask because I knew the answer.
Right.
We never got a chance to pull that off, though.
No.
Like,
no.
What day and time?
Not so much that, but the tables look like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, well, Bobby said, he's like, well, there's about four or five things that I know for sure we're doing, so these are the questions for those.
So we went ahead and fixed it up, and then she never brought it up.
No, but we were ready. Yeah. And we're still ready.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes up again, guess what? I'm going to be like, oh, Caitlin, let's see if Bobby really knows what's going on in the wedding. I'm going to ask some hard-hitting questions that he'll never know the answer to.
And then he's going to be like, hey, what's up with those tables? What do the tables look like, wise guy? And I'm going to tell him.
And then you'll know every
and
detail.
That's what the best man does right
that's
there.
That's right. I think that's it. I have a couple things we're going to do on tomorrow's show that I don't want to tell you guys what we're doing yet because I don't want to blow my cover. One of the bits we're going to do tomorrow, you guys are not going to like. You'll like it.
Why? I mean,
Amy
I like
will
it.
Like it.
Because you don't have to take part of it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, part in it.
Is this the stream?
No. Okay. We're not doing that bit.
Okay. I keep worrying about that one.
Mike D will win that bit. Anytime Mike D pees, people walk out and they go, that's a heck of a stream he's got there.
Powerful.
Yeah. The rest of us, we're like
a fire hose. Not us. Yeah. Like a leaky faucet over here.
It is not that. Okay. We're going to go. Be sure.
That reminds me of this game we used to play. What if it, pee or water?
Is Amy peeing or is she pouring water?
That was peeing for sure.
That was one of the light streams. Definitely wasn't Mike D.
All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. We will see you tomorrow. I think I promoted everything I need to promote. Oh, I'll give you one more promotion. Check out the Biz Tape podcast. It's a new music business podcast. It's really good. It's not just business, but they talk about like behind-the-scenes stuff in the music business, which is very interesting. The Biz Tape. If you're looking for a new podcast, check it out. The Biz Tape. All right. Bye, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.